Hello, everyone, and welcome to Twisted Topics. This is Shannon Foley. I'm your host, and today I'm joined by our guest host, all the way from London, England.
Louis Simmons.
Hello, Louis. How are you doing?
I'm very well, thank you. How are you?
Good. All right. So, to get everyone acquainted with what this show is going to be about real quick, we're going to be talking about creepy, weird, and sometimes unexplainable things that have happened throughout history and around the world. So hopefully we're going to cover things from murders to cults to conspiracies, all of that weird stuff. So let's jump right into it.
Let's go.
Alrighty. So first up, we have something a little more general just to, you know, get the conversation flowing.
Nice.
Here I have that, according to FBI estimates, there are anywhere between 25 to 50 active serial killers in the USA right now. On top of this statistic, it is also estimated that 150 people are killed by serial killers each year. For all you know, one of them could be someone you know. It could be a coworker, a friend, or the friendly old man who lives by himself on your street. And you might never find out until you fall under their victim type.
That's some statistic.
Yeah, how does that make you feel?
What was it, about 50 serial killers?
25 to 50 active serial killers right now.
Jesus Christ.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Do you ever think about, like, when you're driving on the highway or something, that you just have to pass someone in a car who's a serial killer?
All the time. I mean, consider about the amount of people you will pass probably every day.
Yeah, but I just feel like when you're on the highway, there's like thousands of people going your way, thousands of people going the other way. What if one of those cars has a girl locked up in there?
That's a girl locked up in there.
I actually think about this quite regularly.
That's something to think about, but I mean, statistically, I mean, 50 people in the population of America, that's a pretty small percentage. I mean, the probability that you're going to come across someone who's actually like that must be, it's obviously incredibly slim.
Yeah, it's slim, but it's also not.
What? How do you figure?
Because you, like I said, you're driving, you do things every single day, you're passing by people constantly.
That's true.
That you're bound to know someone. And also, I feel like it's more, like, it's going to happen more often in bigger cities? Question mark?
Potentially, yeah.
Do you think?
Yeah, I'd think so.
Or do you think it's more like a rural area in the middle of nowhere kind of serial killer thing?
It depends, I mean, how many people they're killing, really. I mean, like, what the idea is behind, what drives them. I personally would have thought it would be more city based.
Yeah.
Where these people would be living.
Yeah. I just think it's crazy. I think serial killers are so just not incredible in the way that I think they're cool people, but just in the way incredibly interesting in the way that their brain works and that they enjoy hunting down human beings.
Mm. Crazy how the mind works.
Yeah, yeah. All right, next story. This one gets a little more specific. And I think most of you guys might know what this is referring to.
Okay.
All right. Born in 1955, Billy Milligan was an American criminal who developed multiple personality disorder after he was abused in his childhood. In total, Billy had 24 known personalities. For each of these personalities, Billy had a different way of speaking, behaving, and even sitting. In the late 70s, he committed one armed robbery and three rapes. However, after his arrest, psychologists determined that the real Billy was not aware of his crimes. They believed that it was two of his undesirable alternate personalities that had committed them without Billy knowing. As a result of this, Billy spent 10 years in various mental hospitals rather than prison. What does that remind you of?
Split.
Yeah, that's who Split is based off of.
I was going to say, that sounds incredibly familiar.
Yeah, so for anyone that doesn't know, a movie came out... 2017 called Split. It was actually based off of a book written about Billy, but... I mean, essentially, yeah, it was a story loosely based off of that with a man who had 24 different personalities.
And also abused as a child, I think.
Was he?
I think it might have been. I'm not sure. I mean, I've only seen the film once.
Yeah. But yeah, I don't know. At least in the movie, it was one of the craziest things ever. And then to just think about the fact that that is based off of someone who's real. In that he's, like... different parts of him are fragmented off and committing crazy crimes.
I mean that's the first time I've ever heard that story, and like when watching the film you thought it was a bit extreme and far-fetched, didn't you? I mean, it's crazy to think that this story is not even original idea, it's fact.
Yeah. And like to me, it seems like he would... So all these different personalities happen, right? And I feel like when he's switching in between them or whatever, I would think it'd feel like you're waking up from, like, sleepwalking or something. You know, you're not... Like, maybe part of you knows what's going on. Another part of you is totally asleep and just... unconscious while it's happening.
Incredible way of working, isn't it? But so if he was completely unaware of what his supposed personality did, does that make him guilty?
Well, technically no, that's what they said. They said that the real Billy, I guess they somehow figured out which personality of his is the normal one, that he, since he, they figured out he wasn't aware of what the other personalities were doing, that he wasn't guilty and he couldn't go to jail. Instead, obviously, that's a mental issue, so he went to a mental hospital.
Do you know what happened to him after, or?
No, I do not.
Okay. That's crazy. I mean, is there the possibility that it might be a completely over-exaggerated thing and he just, almost like he pretends to have these multiple personalities when really he always has the common goal of doing, just using it as an excuse almost.
I mean, well, I feel like since he went to court for this and all of that, that it would have had to have been established with proof and evidence, definitely, that he... does have 24 personalities. Like, I'm sure they would have done tests on his brain, something like that. I mean, you can't really just claim you have personalities and then get away with it in court to not go to jail. You know what I mean?
Yeah. How do you figure out you have 24 personalities in the first place? Who?
Psychologist, I guess. Tests. I don't know.
Maybe there was more to it. Maybe he had like 30 personalities that psychologists couldn't even find.
Yeah, well, they said he had 24 known personalities.
Okay, fair enough.
So he could have had more, which is just...
That's crazy, isn't it?
Yeah, and I don't know. I mean, I figure maybe this is based off of Billy, but at least in the movie Split, he had female personalities as well, which is also just a crazy thing to think. And also, it makes you kind of wonder if... you know, he has access to a larger part of his brain that, you know, allows him to
Is that not a myth, though? The whole accessing of the larger part of the brain, is that...
Is it? I don't know. I think it's not. It might be, disclaimer. But, I don't know. At least what I've heard is that we don't access the entirety of our brain and we have the capability to do crazy things if we knew how to control it and access it. But that's a whole different story.
What would be really interesting is that, like, what determines what each personality is like? Because obviously every personality is incredibly unique. Everyone's personality is completely different from anyone else, but I'll say what determined him to each 24 personalities, what determined him to be so different from each other? Like, was it things that happened to him in his, where you said he was abused, didn't you? Like, was it something like past experiences that sort of put each personality on their path?
Well, I mean, I've also seen, like, an episode of Criminal Minds on who had multiple personalities. And I think, I mean, obviously this is based off shows and what I've read, mm-hmm. but that at least you start to create these multiple personalities as a way to protect yourself. And, like, some of your personalities might be more aggressive that come out when they feel like
You're under attack,
or that you need someone to, you know, speak up for you or
mm-hmm.
do something for you in order to make sure you're safe. Yeah, so I think, obviously, he was abused as a child, so that probably stemmed it. Mm. But I'm sure there has to be something else there, too, probably in his, like, genetic makeup.
Potentially, yeah. I mean, I'm...
Well, because not everyone that's abused creates personalities, you know?
Mm. Yeah,
so there has to be more to it than just not saying that that's not enough to drive someone crazy or drive them to the point of creating these personalities to protect themselves. But just I feel like because it's so unique and so just like an outstanding circumstance that there has to be more to it than just.
Yeah, I love to hear the point of view from a psychiatrist or something on incidents like this, because I'm sure this is obviously it's not the only one. I'm sure there's been multiple incidents like this.
Yeah. All right, and I guess I have one more story for you guys today. It's a creepy one, at least for me. But so in 2015, a couple from Toronto, Canada, were watching Netflix in bed before they fell asleep. So to set that up for you, they have their computer open next to them and just, like, fell asleep while they were watching some show. And so while everything appeared to be normal at the time, what the woman saw the next day left her terrified. When she opened Facebook the following morning, she saw that she received multiple messages from a complete stranger. The messages contained several photos of herself and her partner the night before lying in bed.
I get that. Yeah. That's is that why everyone covers their cameras then on their laptops?
Yeah. I mean, it's just, I guess, kind of the whole, like, covering your webcam didn't start from, but kind of was stemmed from, the whole Snowden thing and thinking that the FBI is constantly, not constantly, but that they have access to monitor you and watch you through not only your computer screen, but through your cameras on your phone and everything like that. Mm-hmm. But so I feel like that might have been where it started. But, yeah, that's just, people have the ability to hack into your computer and watch you, and you don't even realize it, but because of how, you know, dependent we've become on our computer and our phone for social media and such, it's kind of always randomly open, and...
Yeah, for sure. I mean...
You don't even know, like, what you do in front of your screen. I can't count
the amount of times I've left my laptop open and just walked around my room, like... Maybe come back from the bathroom after a shower, getting changed. Like, it's to think about it like that. It's pretty awful, isn't it? Maybe think that someone's actually watching you. But what was in these messages? Do you know what
she sent?
A specific.
They sent pictures of.
Was
them.
It just pictures?
Yeah.
Okay.
How creepy is that?
That's pretty.
I mean, because also after that.
Obviously, from a fake Facebook account, I'd assume.
Oh, yeah, probably. Yeah. But I feel like, you know, after receiving messages like that, then this whole thought process goes through, like, has someone always been watching me? Did they only just start watching me last night? Like, is this a danger
to my life? How did they get access through...
They hacked.
What? They hacked. But through what? Through Netflix or...
No, they hacked her webcam.
Yeah, no, but your webcam's in your laptop. There must have been some way through, right? Is that how it works? I don't know. Disclaimer.
No. I think, like, in order to hack, you just need to be, one, really good at it, and two, just have access to your own computer, and you, like, through that, you hack into people's systems. Yeah. It's, like, all remote.
Sure, okay.
Or maybe you have to be close by. I don't know, something like that. But it's not, like, they're going into her Netflix account. It's all through the webcam.
Yeah.
Just, like, to turn it on without your knowledge. Yeah.
Well, not necessarily through Netflix. I'm just, like, I'm kind of spitballing here. I would have thought that maybe a certain tab that was open, Facebook, Twitter, whatever, any social media, would have been like a gateway into your laptop. Because I feel, well, I'm not an expert on this, but just having a laptop open without any like access to the internet, even if your Wi-Fi was disconnected, could they get onto your webcam like that?
Yeah.
Even if Wi-Fi was disconnected?
I don't think it has to do with that. I don't know what it has to do with because I'm not a great hacker, but I know that you don't need a social media account to be open. You don't need necessarily even a virus in order to enter the computer. I think maybe they do, you know, that's why we have so much protections on our computer to prevent the viruses from happening and that lets people enter. But I feel like it's just people who are super good at it and have nothing better to do.
Yeah, it's, what amazes me is that they have this, they have the ability and they are smart enough to actually hack someone else's computer. I mean, that must take a lot of skill.
Yeah.
And obviously patience, whatever, to learn. But I think it's not an incredible skill, because I'd be wrong to say, but like to have the ability to hack someone, I mean, it could be pretty useful in like working for the government or whatnot. It's incredibly invasive and horrible, frankly, isn't it? It's just a really scary prospect.
Yeah, and also, just like a quick note, there was this episode of the show Black Mirror, which I'm sure most of you know, but if not, it's a show about the future and how social media can kind of turn negative. and there's this episode about this boy who's, I don't know, in his teens.
Spoiler alert.
Oh, spoiler alert. Yeah. In his teens, and essentially he is doing inappropriate things in front of his computer, and these hackers log in, hack into his webcam and record him doing that, and then send the message to him so he knows that they have the
blackmail him, don't they?
Yeah, they blackmail him.
Was it to without giving any too much information away?
It was just they wanted, it was this whole scheme and this whole makeup. You should watch the episode. But just the point is that it definitely is real, and clearly we have enough evidence after Snowden and all of that, that if you're smart enough, if you know, have the skills, you can just hack into someone's webcam without them knowing.
And have a very antisocial life.
Yeah, but even not necessarily, because it's, you know, people in the CIA are doing it.
Well, to be honest, I wouldn't really find that much satisfaction out of staring through at someone through their laptops.
Obviously not, but we're not of the same makeup as some people that do this.
I guess so, yeah.
So, you never know. It could be someone that just has a little.
You don't know. Guys, tape your laptops up.
Yeah. So moral of the story is cover your webcam. But all right, I think that's about what we're going to cover today. Thank you, Louis, for joining me.
Thank you for having me. It's been incredibly interesting.
I'm glad. And everyone, join back next week for our next episode. We'll cover some more weird, creepy, twisted topics.